Hey girl, welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we focus on creating healthy and sustainable habits while living a life we freaking love. My name's Emily, and I'm a certified nutrition coach obsessed with giving you simple tools to help you ditch restriction and find your confidence again. This podcast is all about real talk, linking arms through the struggles, and having fun along the way. So mama, let's dive in. Hello. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for joining today. This is Emily, the host of the Hustlin' Mama podcast, and I am coming at you this week from my work office. If you have listened for a while, you know I typically record these at home during my lunch break the day before they launch, which would typically be Mondays. And yesterday, I actually was off work in the afternoon. I work full-time as a marketing specialist, but I was off in the afternoon because I'm starting to reduce my work hours a little bit, which is amazing. Like, it's been a goal of mine for the longest time to be able to stay home with my son. So this is just like a step in the right direction. And I'm only working, so I cut my hours back, 4 hours a week. So I'm working 36 hours. So I have one afternoon off a week. Usually it's on Fridays, but this week I needed to be off yesterday afternoon, which meant I didn't get a chance to record my podcast episode because it's kind of hard to record when you have a one-year-old running around your house, like getting into things and just like being loud like one-year-olds are. So I decided to record today when I was in the office, and we actually have like a sound booth in our office. So hopefully the audio is a little bit clearer today. But I do always get really nervous when I record here because I'm like afraid somebody's gonna like walk in on me. And even though I'm on my lunch break and it's totally fine that I'm recording, like the thought of people listening to me record makes me nervous. And maybe you're in the same boat where like you have goals, but you don't really want people to know about your goals because it's scary if they know, and it just feels weird and uncomfortable. And I just want you to know, I feel your girlfriend, because I am right there freaking with you. But we just have to move through it and show up despite the fear and the discomfort. So that was a little side tangent, but this week I really wanted to share some tips with you to improve your gut health. If you've been following me for the past month or so, you know that I've really been focused on improving my gut health, improving my hormone balance, and I just did a 4-week long focus on eliminating foods that cause inflammation and adding in a lot of really nourishing foods that are like high in fiber, high in nutrients, with some probiotics and things like that, so that I can heal my gut and heal my hormones, because I can tell they're a lot better now 5 weeks later than they were 4 weeks ago, but I know I still have a little ways to go. So I wanted to share some tips with you that I'm doing. And ways that you could do it without being restrictive. Because if you've been following me, you know I cut out the 6 highest inflammatory foods for the past month. So that was gluten, dairy, highly processed soy, corn, alcohol, and artificial sugar. So I have not had any of those items in a little over 5 weeks. I did have gluten yesterday because now I'm moving into like the reintroduction phase. So I'm starting to add back in the foods that I removed so that I can see which ones maybe caused me some inflammation, some irritation. And then I can kind of decide from there which ones, if I want to like keep them out of my diet, if I just want to have them sometimes, or like just the frequency that I want to enjoy these things that maybe cause my body some inflammation and irritation. It's not about removing things forever. It's just about helping me be more mindful. So maybe you've been watching me and you're like, oh my gosh, Emily, you've removed like all of these things. There's no way I could do that. That sounds miserable. Like I don't want to cut those things out, even if it's for a short period of time. And if that's you, I have some tips for you in today's episode. So the first thing that I think is most important is reducing your added sugar. I didn't realize how much added sugar is in things, and 2, like how much it affected me until I didn't have it. And between that and coffee, I cut down my coffee. I didn't cut out coffee completely, but we'll get into that a little bit more later. But between the sugar and the coffee, the first week that I was kind of doing this elimination style of eating, I was honestly miserable. Like for 2 or 3 days, I thought I had the flu. I had a terrible headache. I was cranky. I was exhausted. And I could just tell my body was detoxing. So it took a couple days for me to get over that hump. And like, I like to think that I eat pretty healthily most of the time. So I was shocked that I had like these more intense feeling detox symptoms. And I really think it came down to like, I have always tried to watch my sugar, but haven't been great at it. And then the caffeine. And I know it was those two things. So when it comes to reducing your added sugar, I highly, highly recommend removing artificial sugar altogether. It is highly inflammatory. And it just doesn't like help our bodies out in the way that natural sugars do. Like, of course, we need fruit. There's sugar in fruits, and that does not count towards your added sugar. That is natural sugar that your body needs. And then there are more like natural forms of added sugar. So you could use like pure maple syrup. You could use all natural honey, coconut sugar, agave nectar, things like that, that come from natural sources, can sweeten your foods, but don't have as many of those adverse side effects. And the rule of thumb I've been following for this is keeping my added sugar down to 10 grams a day. And that was while I was doing the like elimination portion of the style of eating. So now that I'm moving into maintenance mode and kind of figuring things out for my body, I'd bump that up to more like about 15 grams a day. And that's the range I'm staying between. You can play with that, figure out what works for you. None of these, like you might hear me throw out some numbers and things this week. It's not to be restrictive. It's not to set rules on you. It's just guidelines that I find helpful. So I'm sharing them with you in hopes that they might help serve as a jumping off point for you as well. So that is the first tip, is reducing added sugar. My second tip, which I touched on a little bit, is reducing coffee. And for this, I've been sticking to about 2 to 3 times a week. And really, this is because coffee is highly acidic, which can be rough on your stomach and cause gut inflammation. It's not necessarily that you can't have caffeine. You can still enjoy tea as many days a week as you want. Or if you have like good, like all natural pre-workout, that is totally fine. I've had my plant-based pre-workout every single day with doing this program, and it's been totally fine. You just want to be mindful of if those supplements have added sugar in them. So if you need a good plant-based pre-workout that's lower in added sugar, I'll link my fave in the show notes. It's so freaking good. I love the strawberry lemonade is my favorite. And if you get it, you have to tell me what you think of it, because I'm just freaking obsessed. But anyway, that'll be linked in the show notes. The coffee is another huge thing that can impact your gut. My third tip for you is to try to eat a variety of plants. And I would encourage you to eat about 30 different types of plants a week. And I know that number can sound intimidating, but a lot of things are plants that you might not even think of. Because when I initially heard eating about 30 plants a week is really beneficial for your gut, for your microbiome, because it gives you a lot of different nutrients, a lot of fiber and all that stuff. Like I was like, I don't even know 30 vegetables. Like that's immediately where my mind jumped. But plants doesn't have to mean vegetables. So it can, of course, vegetables are good, and I highly encourage you eating a variety of veggies, but it also is fruits and grains and like wheat, and different things like that, and different like seasonings, things like that, that I've like didn't initially think of. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like seeds, nuts, things like that are great plants to add in and just get a variety of different types of fiber and nutrients and all that good stuff. So that was tip number three. Tip number four is to do some sort of low impact, moderate exercise about 5 days a week. So I say moderate exercise because if you're doing really intense workouts all the time, it can really cause your body a lot of stress, which can cause your hormones to be out of whack, which can impact your gut health. So really keeping it moderate most of the time is beneficial for your gut health. If you, of course, want to throw in maybe like a yoga day or a more intense like lifting day, maybe once or twice a week, do what feels good to you. But know that moderate exercise is really a good place to start if you're trying to improve your gut health. And then my fifth tip for you is making sure you're managing your stress and prioritizing sleep, because stress and really, let's start with stress. So stress really impacts your cortisol level. So cortisol is the stress hormone. And when that is going, it just really causes other hormones and things like that to get out of whack. And it all comes back and impacts your gut. And sleep really ties hand in hand with this, because sleep helps regulate our hormones each night. It helps regulate our bodies and making sure things are working properly. So if we're not getting enough sleep, we are not going to be operating optimally. Our gut isn't going to be working as well as it could. Our hormones aren't going to be as balanced as they could be. And I know if you're like me, that is like the last thing you want to hear, is that improving sleep is going to help improve your gut health, because you want things that feel a little bit more like tangible that you can jump in and do. While of course sleep, you can jump in bed and go to sleep. I guess if you were like a doer and somebody that is super like task oriented and loves to like get things done, you probably have a hard time calming down and going to sleep, because I know I definitely do. But it is so, so important when you're working on your gut health to prioritize sleep. And I will say, if you're feeling a little intimidated by prioritizing your sleep, by reducing your caffeine, it can actually make getting quality sleep a little bit easier. And of course, reducing your sugar, adding in more plants and exercise and things like that are also going to help you fall asleep easier, sleep a little bit better, and hopefully that helps it be a little bit more enjoyable. Because I know if I'm having a hard time falling asleep, I just get frustrated and I'm like, why do I not like just get up and do some things around the house if I'm not going to be sleeping? So being able to fall asleep easily is really helpful, and those tips can all help you do that. So I'm going to recap these tips real quickly. Tip number one is reduce added sugar, and try to make it, if you are going to use added sugar, to make it as natural as possible. Tip number two is reduce coffee. Tip number three is to eat a variety of plants. Tip number four is low impact, moderate exercise about 5 days a week. And then tip number five is managing stress and prioritizing sleep. So I hope that these tips were helpful for you, and that you like jump in and just start using them, or at least one today or tomorrow. I would love to hear which one you're using. So if you wanted to send me a DM, I'll link my Instagram in the show notes. I would love it if you DM'd me and just told me about what tips you're going to be trying. Or if you like share this on your story and tag me with what tip you're going to be trying for some extra added accountability, I would be all about seeing that too, so I can cheer you on. But I'm just so freaking grateful you're here. One quick thing I wanted to tell you about before I go. I do have spots open for my group coaching in October and my one-on-one nutrition coaching in October. So I'll link those applications in the show notes if you want to get a little extra nutrition or workout support. So my group programs are really focused on workout accountability and helping get you set up with supplements to support your health. And then my one-on-one coaching is focused on like personalized nutrition, sitting down, talking together through like roadblocks you might be seeing or problem solving together, things like that. I'm really excited to be taking on one-on-one clients. So I will link both of those in the show notes. Let me know which one you're interested in, because I would love to work with you a little bit more and get to know you a little bit better. And without further ado, that is all for this week. I hope that you have a great week ahead, and I will chat with you next week. But until next time, keep on hustling.